This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media for this third day of July. The ever-important weather forecast always comes up at this time on our program, and Mark Russo is here this afternoon to take it up for what has been a really exciting couple of days in the trade. A lot of it led by weather, much of it based on what's happening in North Dakota and Montana with the spring wheat. What kind of conditions have they been there under, and what are your expectations?
Well, the Northern Plains is and will continue to be the biggest problem, really, of the major agricultural areas, not only in the nation, but across the world. And bottom line is that there's no sign of any significant relief in the Northern Plains, as the pattern features very hot and dry conditions across that region. You might be asking the question, you know, how dry has it been across the Northern Plains spring wheat area? And quantifying that a little bit better, running the numbers, basically rainfall from April 1st is now the lowest basically on record for the spring wheat acreage as a whole. And so combining that, and actually that surpassed, it actually had been 1997, which was the last time they were that dry, but that has, this year has now surpassed that. In fact, in 1997, at the end of June, we saw a significant increase in rainfall at this time. And certainly this year is not going that route, as the dry and hot conditions will continue, and that'll continue to keep the Northern Plains being the biggest problem area.
And you fear that that will spread into the Midwest?
That fear is certainly increasing for portions of the Midwest. Obviously, the western Midwest has a higher risk. Now, still the core of heat is going to remain across the Plains region. So, but there will be, again, some movement, some influence at times into the western Midwest. You know, one of the things that we're watching closely here is that with the jet stream pattern here coming up, we're going to be getting into a northwest flow jet stream pattern, and that is going to result in overall, you know, well below normal rainfall totals, especially across areas of the western belt. Now, prior to that happening, starting later on this week, there are going to be some opportunities for rain. Actually, over the next few days, there still are these opportunities for rain for the dry sections of the belt. So it's a matter of, can we get these rains in the western belt here? If the areas of Iowa, Nebraska, and the Dakotas, if they don't receive it, then obviously they're going to be turning very dry, and then with the potential for some heat thereafter as well.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Don't forget, the markets are closed tomorrow for the 4th of July Independence Holiday in the United States. They will not open again until 8:30 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday. Also, the USDA reports that are due out on Monday afternoon normally, that would be the Crop Progress Report, won't come out until Wednesday afternoon, so we'll have those numbers on Thursday during the Closing Market Report right here on Illinois Public Media.